PNM.
Hey, is Michael in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, Michael, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I just wanted to call here and actually follow up on an offer we had extended to the business. It's pushing about 2 weeks ago that we actually sent it out. It was actually based off some good lending history you had with Pawnee Leasing last year. Do you recall receiving that offer?
Yeah, we're good. We bought something, we got some financing, and ever since then it seems like I've gotten 1,000 calls like this. I don't know, maybe everybody else in the world, once they start borrowing money, they never stop, but we feel the need and point really don't have a need to go get more money and more payments. It's just, there's nothing coming up right now. It amazes me how many calls I've gotten about this situation.
No, yeah, I mean, it's just the most recent UCC filing there, so that's just where we have it in on the database there, but I just kind of wanted to touch base, but if there's no needs, is there maybe a time of the year where you guys do look to do anything like that, or was it just kind of a one-time thing you needed?
No, that was we just kind of updated the modernized part of our system, and that was about it.
Was it some new milling equipment you picked up, or?
Yeah.
Yeah? How's that been working out for you?
It's slow. To be honest with you, I'd rather have it flowing in so much that I needed another one to keep up with the flow. That would be nice, but that hasn't happened yet. So.
Is that just because of the slow season right now with it not being in school, or is that just kind of the...
No, it's just we're just a small company.
I got you.
You know? So it's just hard to... We're not great salesmen, so to try and sell and get new business has been tough. And we have a weird business because I can't just flood the market with advertisements because if everybody said, yes, I'll take one, I'm screwed.
Couldn't fill the order anyways,
So it's a weird business. We need to sell, but we only need to sell a little at a time and grow slowly. It's an odd kind of thing I never thought of in the beginning. I always thought the more you sold, the better off you'd be, but...
Yeah.
It's not Burger King. I can't just hire 15 teenagers to make French fries.
Yeah.
So.
No, I totally get it. And it's been a tough industry, man, especially with some of these big dogs coming in here and running these almost factory-like facilities there. It's making the smaller guys here, it's kind of putting you guys here in a tough situation.
Yeah. The majority of labs like us have been gobbled up. And, you know, we've been lucky to have a loyal customer base. But at the same time, those guys are old school. They're not looking to get the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bought this milling equipment hoping to attract new business, and it's slow, but it's not what we were hoping for. We were hoping for a little bit better push. But.
I see. Have you guys looked to, business outside of where you guys are located or outsourcing or anything like that?
Yeah, we've done it. I've got customers in California.
That's where we are.
The guy that moved from here to there that still does work with us, but I've done work with people in Canada, and it's just, like I said, it's just slow.
Just a lot of mostly kind of, I don't want to say repeat customers, but you said loyal customers that you guys working with.
The majority of our customers have been doing business with us for 20 years.
Wow.
Attracting new people appears to be the hard part. The new guys are looking for the big giant Walmart fancy place that can wow them with advertisements and salespeople and all that, and we're just a couple of dudes that make teeth.
That's
we
just
have
not
a business.
Your market.
Yeah.
I know.
We're not marketers. We're not dressed in suits and banging on doors and taking people to dinner and we're just workers. So.
How long you guys been operating over there? Quite some time?
We've been in the same room since 1988.
Wow.
And
you guys been through some serious tough times there. It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, we eat. We're not making a lot of money. We're not getting rich, but we eat. Raise my kids and had a house for them. So.
There you go.
I play golf a couple times a week. So.
That's sounding like my routine right there.
Yeah, so it's a weird thing, but it works for us, and one of these days maybe it'll turn around and perk up a little bit. But
yeah, I'm thinking after election. well, after election year here as well, stuff might start hopefully turning around once everyone's not so being tight.
Yeah, when the economy crapped out a few years ago, it really put a hamper on it. Plus, the way dental insurance works, they don't pay for anything. You know,
yeah.
When people are poor, the last thing they want to do is invest in teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
They fix it as best and cheaply as they can.
Yeah.
You know, 10 yeah. years ago, people were spending money on cosmetics and looking to try and look better, but that money is gone.
I see. So, have you guys looked into, like, a referral system or anything like that with those loyal customers you do have with, like, recommending new ones?
Yeah, we've done some of that, but the hard part about that is those guys think if they spread the word too much, then we'll get too busy, work will suffer. They'd rather, it's like a little, you know, it's like knowing your favorite restaurant. You don't want to spread the word because then all of a sudden it's full and you can't get a reservation.
That's very true.
Like I said, we're in a weird business.
Yeah. No, I worked a lot with injection molding companies. I did some marketing for them, and I see a lot of similarities there. You know, everyone claims to kind of do the same thing, so marketing doesn't really distinguish you, and it's
right.
a lot of repeat loyal businesses that they rely on to keep operations going. It's very interesting to see the similarities that the two industries have.
Yeah, we hired a company a couple of years ago to do cold calling. You know, they do X number of calls a month, and their goal is to try and set you up with appointments and stuff.
Mm.
You know, and I got phone call appointments, and I got appointments, and that was about it. And all they wanted to do was pretty much pick your brain, and they all wanted to know the same thing. How much do you charge?
Yeah.
They're all trying to find somebody that's decent, but a couple bucks cheaper. That way they get to keep more money.
And that's kind of where these factories are coming in and just dominating the market there, lowest cost possible.
Yeah, and a lot of them are sending it overseas. They're getting stuff from China. And
has that kind of been a big thing that's been happening there in the industry, overseas?
It popped up a bunch of years ago, and I think it's calming down a little bit because the public is getting a little bit more informed. You know, I've had a few of my guys tell me their patients have actually asked them, where is this stuff coming from? You know, they don't want stuff from China, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's no controls. You know, here we have the FDA controlling what we sell and what we, you know, there's regulations. I can't melt down car bumpers and make teeth. China, they don't have those controls, so you never know what you're getting.
That's true. So. I never even thought of that aspect of it, though. That's
yeah.
very true.
You know, think about it a bunch of years ago, the toothpaste and weird things that were coming from China that had problems. There's no regulation.
Wow.
So, you're putting this stuff in your mouth, and all of a sudden your tooth starts rusting.
Yeah.
Not only does it taste funny, it ain't good for you. So,
it's a double whammy there.
It's a weird business.
Yeah, are you guys just operating then with did you just bring one piece of milling equipment on there when you brought it on, or did you bring multiple ones there for the business?
No, we just bought one system.
I got you. Well,
barely paying for itself and what we're doing, so.
Yeah, that's surprising. The feedback I've been getting from these things is that they're just a night and day difference there for these businesses, so I'm shocked to hear that. But
yeah, it's one of those if you build it, they will come thing, but we built it and they didn't come, so.
I see.
Just us.
Well, yeah, no, it's the situation that you're in right now, but things could change there for you.
It's a matter of a phone call or a web ad or something that just catches people's eye, and so we're trying a few different things and hoping it picks up.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we're doing what we're doing.
Sounds good. Well, Michael,
the bad thing for you is it's going to be a hit or miss, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The need does arise, whichever one of the 1,000 people that has me on their list to recall in 3 to 6 months or whatever, whoever answers the phone that day is, you know, if I'm in, you know, that's how we got the people we got, you know? Some guy called the day I was looking at this ad to buy this system.
Over at Pawnee?
Yeah, it was actually Culver Capital or was the company that we actually went through.
A vendor that they passed?
Yeah.
I got you.
And now the guy that we dealt with there, I just talked to him the other day because he's left and gone to a new place, so he was trying to hawk me. And the guy that replaced him at the other place called the week before that, he was trying to hawk me because he took the other guy's accounts. It just never stops.
It's just the industry, man. But, we're not trying to step on any toes there. If you're liking the relationship and situation you got there with Pawnee, by all means, definitely keep it going.
I don't know anything about Pawnee other than they take my money out of my account once a month. Like I said, we never dealt with them. They were just the people with the money.
I
don't know anything really. If I had to talk to them, I wouldn't have a clue.
Where to even start?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a broker deal that went through them. So I got you.
Well, is there maybe a good email there, Michael? I could just shoot you my information there to have on file, and I can maybe just keep touching base here once a month, and if something does come up, and I catch you at the right time.
Maybe once a month might be a little much, but...
Once a quarter, maybe, or something like that.
Email doesn't hurt. The email is dmdental.
Okay.
At frontiernet.net.
Frontiernet.net. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over. It's just going to summarize the offer. It'll have my direct line information. And I'll maybe just touch base once a quarter or something like that and just kind of see where things are at. And if I catch you at the right time and there's a need, we can get the ball rolling there for you.
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, Michael. Enjoy your week.